The Maggot Line, 4321101. That's my number. Hello, hobble.
Hey, I have a little problem. I got like a boil on my behind. I wonder if you had any...
See a dermatologist. They'll put a quick shot of cortisone in there. It'll be gone tomorrow.
It will.
Yeah.
All right.
It's easy. It's the only way to do it, buddy. Don't be messing around yourself now.
I won't. I've been looking, but it's...
How you been looking? What, are you squatting over a mirror?
Yeah.
Unsavory.
I know it's unsavory.
Are you a married man?
Yes, I am.
Well, what does your wife think about that unsavory?
She's away from it. It ruins the rest of her life.
I guess so. So today you're going to call a dermatologist, right?
Right.
And you're just going to make an appointment easy in, easy out. No fuss, no muss.
All right.
See you later. Unbelievable. They called me with the problems and boils on their focus. I mean, what other... Did Arthur Godfrey get calls like that when he was on the radio? I mean, did they say, Arthur, I have a boil on my... But no, they called the grease. They called me because I'm the common man's boss, Chuck. Hello.
Hello, grease.
Yeah.
Hey, just went to a horse show this past weekend.
Really? And were you envious?
Yes, very much so. But... the information that I wanted to pass on to you is I ran into a horse's name called Hobble the Gee.
Really? And there's another racehorse called Rosie P. Yeah, really? How do you like them apples?
That's pretty good.
Well, let's hope we'll follow their progress and hope that they're big winners.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Talk to you later.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Yeah, they're not my horses. A lot of people ask me when they see that, when they see... You know, horses, Hobble the Gee, Rosie B. Grease, you got an investment in horses? No. I learned my lesson down in Florida. Florida, they race dogs, and I had a dog that would run, but I don't know. I never got into it. I kind of sold the dog for a loss. Maybe I had a bad trainer. I'll never forget the dog's first race. You know, after months of training, the race was over. The trainer came up to me and said, well, what do you think of his first time out? I threw a bunch of now worthless tickets in his face. I said, you know, when the starting gate went up and all those dogs took off out of there like a shot, I didn't get mad when mine just sat there licking himself. Huh? That didn't make me mad. And then when he got halfway around the track, I didn't mind that he stopped to squat. That didn't make me mad. But when they were turning out the lights and closing down the stands, and he's still out there burying it, that made me mad.
Race fans, hot waters.